As human beings, we have a desire inside of us to feel a sense of being right. We want to believe and feel that we're doing the right thing, even if it's wrong. We have a need to justify our actions, our decisions, and our reactions so we don't think badly about ourselves. See, no one wants to think that they are a bad person, one who would hurt others and do selfish things. We all want to think we're a good person, a decent human being. We're not all good. We don't do things good all the time, and sometimes we are selfish. Instead of us working to change our nature and character to be that like Christ Jesus, we reason and justify our wrongful actions. We turn a lie into a truth in our minds so it's truth to us, no matter what others think or say about it. We turn a lie into truth so we can feel good about ourselves. But this only works when we interact with each other. It does not work when we interact with God. It does not work when we have to go before God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, and seek his favor, to seek healing, to seek blessings from God. See, we can't use lies to justify our reasoning. We can't use lies as a means to dismiss our bad character and wrongful actions by justifying ourselves. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to enrich our nature and change our character into that of Christ Jesus. We cannot spend our time justifying our actions or using reason to justify our conduct. We must be transformed so we can grow in the Lord. Cannot use lies and reason and justifications as tools to continue in sin. It's time to grow. It's time to change. It's time for us to live by God's truth and not justify what we believe is truth so we can be justified by Christ Jesus. So we must learn that justifying and reasons are tools of Satan. And right from the start, Satan used these tools on Eve in the Garden of Eden. He's a smooth talker. If we listen to Satan's long enough, his lies and deception will start to make sense to us. Will become truth to us, and we will reason and justify the lies. We must remember what God spoke in his word. We cannot pervert justice. We need to keep ourselves far from falsehood. We cannot justify wickedness. We cannot take a bribe, for it blinds our ability to discern the truth. It will have us perverting the truth and righteousness of God. And though we think we're getting away with it by using justification and reason to create our own version of the truth, God will call us into account like he did with Job and question us. See, God would ask us, why do we discredit the justice of the Lord? Why would we condemn the Lord to justify ourselves? The Lord will ask us, do we have an arm like his? Can our voice thunder like his? Can we adore ourselves with the glory and splendor of the Lord? Can we clothe ourselves in God's honor and majesty? See, if the answer is no, then why do we use justification and reason to justify ourselves? It's the Lord who would judge us, and he is the one who would justify us. And we can acknowledge our transgressions and sins before the Lord. We were sinful from birth, from the time we were conceived, but the Lord places word into our inner beings, and so he teaches his wisdom and truth and love to us. The word of God says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who treat darkness as light and light as darkness. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, those who are mighty and drinking wine, who are known for mixing intoxicating drinks. So we can either spend our time justifying ourselves, or we can believe what the Lord has spoken is true, and he will never go back on his word. Therefore, let us bend our knees and confess with our tongue and come into alliance with the Lord who will justify us with the love of God. See, the Lord promised that if we change our ways, our actions, and deal with each other justly and not oppress each other, he will let us live. We cannot trust in deception words, ways that are worthless. The Lord is wanting us to turn from our evil ways and we form our ways and actions. But we're looking to continue with our own plans, continue to follow our own stubborn heart, and justify ourselves along the way. We justify our ways and we say that the Lord's ways are not just. The Lord says to us, is it his ways that are unjust or is our ways unjust? See, God tries to reason with us by explaining his ways and justice to us. The Lord says that if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sin and he does not repent, he will die from it. For the Lord teaches us to give careful thought to our ways and to the way we justify our sinful actions. And though we have planted much, we harvest little. And though we eat a lot, we'll never have enough. And though we think much, we will never be full. Though we put on fine clothing, we'll never be satisfied. And though we earn a good living, the money will never be enough. We must be careful. Though we justify our ways and actions and reasons, we cannot continue to justify and reason the bad things we do in this life. And Christ teaches us that if we become a good tree, then good fruit will come from us. But if we become a bad tree, then even the fruit we bear will be bad. For a tree is recognized by the fruit it produces. Go with me to Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 to 37. See, what's stored on the inside of us is what's going to determine what comes out of us. We cannot make up excuses and tell lies and use reason to justify the way we act every day. Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 to 37 says, make a tree good and its fruits will be good. Make a tree bad and its fruits will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruits. You brood of vipers, how can you who's or evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that the man who have give account on the day of judgment of every careless word they have spoken, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. So we can learn from the Pharisees who loved money, who heard Christ Jesus teaching and he sneered. The Lord told the Pharisee that he is the one who justifies himself in the eyes of man. But God knows his heart. He taught that what is highly valued among man is detestable in God's sight. We know the story about the tax collector and the Pharisee who both went up to pray. The Pharisee who felt justified, he stood up in pride and prayed while the tax collector stood at a distance. The tax collector would not look up to heaven, but ask God for mercy. While the Pharisee prayed arrogantly about himself, Christ made it clear of the two men, the tax collector who humbled himself, went home justified. See, we who are called by God through Christ Jesus have weapons that are not of this world. We have spiritual weapons that have divine power to diminish strongholds in our lives. We must use our spiritual weapons to demolish every argument and pretense, and use spiritual weapons to take captive every thought that is in us and make it obedient to Christ so we can be justified by Christ. So once we come to the conclusion that we cannot justify or reason our ways and still grow in our faith, then we'll stop justifying ourselves and start walking by faith. Only then can we be used to help turn others from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God. Only then will we not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God for the salvation of our souls. Only then will the word of God through Christ Jesus will justify us by faith. Only then will faith we are justified. We have peace with God through our Lord Christ Jesus. Only then are we justified and able to access God's grace so we can stand. Only then are we justified and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God in our lives. See, only then can we see the benefit of being justified by faith compared to us justifying ourselves. See, though God foreknew, he called, he justified, and he glorified. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 31. See, we may feel good when we think we've done our self-justice, but it doesn't compare to being justified by faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 29-31 says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he may be the firstborn among brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? We can't justify ourselves simply because we know God's word. There are many sinners who use God's word to justify their actions and ways. No one is justified by observing God's commandments without faith in Christ Jesus. So we can't spend our time justifying ourselves or trying to use scripture to justify our actions. We have to actually walk by faith so Christ Jesus would justify us. There's no way for us to be justified by only knowing scripture. We can't grow our faith this way. Christ is the truth and the light, and only through him can you and I be justified before God. And through our service of Christ Jesus, we're justified by our faith and deeds produced by our faith in Christ Jesus. But these two work together. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." See, being justified by faith results in good deeds that our faith produces from spiritual changes that takes hold in us. See, Christ paid a heavy price for us to be justified by his blood. And Christ is offered as a good offering, so through him many will be justified. And Christ Jesus was numbered with transgressions, so we're justified through him. See, God has made a way for each one of us to be justified, but it's not based on us justifying ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, we receive forgiveness of our sin. And through Jesus Christ, we're justified from everything that could not be justified. It's not based on us being able to recite God's word. It's not based on us being able to recite God's word. It's not based on us being able to reason God's word into our lives as we carry out things that displease God. Justification through Christ Jesus is a gift from God. And through Christ, we receive God's abundant provision for grace and gives us his righteousness into our lives. Through Christ, one act of righteousness, we receive justification that brings life to all who believe and love God. We receive justification through Christ and deeply affects our heart, but it's with our heart that we believe and are justified, and with our mouth we confess and are saved. We cannot be deceived when it comes to being justified by Christ. There's some beliefs and lifestyle choices that will prevent us from being able to be justified by the Lord. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9-11. We can't justify bad behaviors which God calls sin. We cannot be deceived by the work of Satan and what he's doing in this world with our traditions and with our laws. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9-11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the male prostitutes, nor the homosexual offenders will, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the slanderers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. This is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God." See, at one time, we were all foolish and disobedient, deceived and sinful and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasure. We lived in malice and envy, hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of our self-justification, not because of our self-righteousness, but because of his mercy. See, we're very good at turning lies into truth. No matter what, we can give a reason and justification for our bad conduct and our actions. We feel good about ourselves. But for us to grow our faith, we have to acknowledge our bad conduct and behavior and character so we overcome. We have to know we have turned a lie and a truth in our minds so we're not pervert the word of God in his truth. Even if we suffer, you and I must operate in God's truth. We cannot spend our time justifying ourselves. We can't spend our time trying to reason the word of God so we can live a simple life. We must do what is pleasing to God. Christ saves us through the washing of rebirth. And by us being renewed by the Holy Spirit, every day we got to allow that Holy Spirit to be at work in our sinful nature, tearing us apart, separating our spirit, and separating our soul from that which is sinful. We lived like that before, but as God's word says, but now you do not live like that anymore. You've been washed. You've been justified by the blood of Christ Jesus, whom the Father purified through Christ. Justified by his grace, so you and I can inherit eternal life with God. Glory to God. By his power, through his Son and Spirit, we're justified and made righteous before God. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus is the only way. There is no other way by which you and I can receive justification. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Sometimes we get beside ourselves with our thinking. Lord, sometimes we think we're truth when we are really just lying to ourselves. Sometimes, Lord, we just overlook the things that's inside of us, Lord. Overlooking the changes that are needed in us, Lord. We justify reason our behaviors as if they're good when they're not, Lord. We deceive ourselves with the things we say. Just because we can generate a little money, just because somebody thinks we're popular, just because somebody thinks we're famous, we think we can turn lies into the truth, justify ourselves as somebody being good, just because we share with somebody, just because we give up a little money and donate to this and be behind some cause, we ourselves justify ourselves, but our actions, Lord, are not pleasing. Lord, help us. Can't justify the way we operate with each other every day just by trying to do some little good that we do to cover it up. We must overcome the lies that we tell ourselves, the bad behavior, the bad actions, the bad reactions we do with every day in our lives, going off on people, going against people, turning our backs on people, not worrying about anything else, but only worrying about ourselves. We justify our selfish nature. But let us come to Jesus. Help us, Lord. We can't reason. We can't reason how we think and think that it's okay with God. We have to go to God's word and understand this is what God says. This is the way God wants us to live. This is the way God wants us to think. We cannot reason that our thinking can be truth. We must let God teach us his truth. We must not reason, but we must be obedient and faithful to the word of God. Not justifying ourselves. Not find reasoning to feel good about the things that we neglected to do for our families and our relatives and those who called us for help for the poor, the needy, the widows. See, not justifying that we don't need to lift a hand. Not justifying that we don't need to give and help the church spread the word of God. See, not justifying the reason that they don't need me, they don't need my little money. God says even a lady who gave a penny, who gave the last she had was more blessed than those who had much. See, we can't reason and justify ourselves because we hold back and we do not share and we're not open about who we are. No, we're justified by faith in Christ Jesus. We're justified by the purification of his blood into our lives and changes, and we're justified by the Holy Spirit working inside of us. We're justified by us being obedient to God's word. We're justified through following Christ Jesus. Only through Christ are our sins wiped away. Only through the blood of Christ Jesus can you and I be justified. There's no reason that can cover this up. There's no thinking, there's no theology that can cover the work that God is doing and through his son Christ Jesus. You can't change it. You can't translate it into something different. It is God's power at work through his son Christ Jesus that brings about the blood and purification of our souls by the blood of Christ Jesus working in our lives, purifying us, justifying us by faith. It's faith in God. It's faith in his son. It's faith in his word. It's faith in his spirit that God has predestined us. God has conformed us and God had made a way for us. No need to justify yourself. But let us be justified by faith in Christ Jesus. Living our lives as if God has already done the work. Thanking God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You predestined me, Lord, to walk before you in truth. Not my truth, not my reasoning, not my justification, God, but your truth, your word, your son, and your spirit, God. Change everything about me, Lord. Justify me, God, by faith. That it will be real. It will be everlasting. It will be eternal. Lord, we thank you today in the name of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God. You made a way for us. Let us not be deceived. We cannot spend our time justifying ourselves before God. But let us come before the cross and giving God all glory and honor because Christ Jesus had paid the price for you and I to be justified. So let us now walk by faith and not by sight. Not by our understanding, not by our thinking, but us following Christ Jesus. For he knows the way. So let us be faithful. And let Christ justify us before the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.